The literary giant Anton Chekhov died 100 years ago, but his impact on Western art and philosophy remain relevant even today. The evidence of that is found in the fact that his short stories continue to be published and his plays are still performed in theaters around the world. Our regular commentator, Cornel West, is one who was always looking for the highest expressions of humanity, and so it should come as no surprise that he's taken out some time to reflect on Chekhov during this 100-year anniversary. Cornel, nice to see you, man.
Always a blessing, my brother.
So is this your summer reading?
Well, it's my annual reading every year of my life. Anton Chekhov, for me, is the most profound democratic artist of modern times. He's a lyricist of boundless spirituality, always rooted in the everyday, the quotidian, the familiar. There's nothing like him. He's the only comparable artist on the page in modern Europe would be Shakespeare.
You know, I'm going to give you a quiz, all right? You ready? You with me?
Oh, yeah.
All right, who said this? Quote, "If I had to choose between Chekhov and most hip-hop, I'll go with Chekhov," end quote.
Sounds like me, bro.
You know that was you, don't you?
I have great respect for the great hip-hop artists. But you see, when it comes to America, I mean, the only Americans who are even in the ballpark with Chekhov would be Melville, Faulkner, Henry James, and Toni Morrison, Ralph Ellison. So that Americans in general don't have a number of folk who are at the same level of a Chekhov. Of course, the Russians have Tolstoy, Turgenev, Dostoevsky, Lefkoff, and others. So that Chekhov is very unique because he really believes in the potential of everyday people, but he recognizes how dark and difficult things actually are. We must face reality but still have a resiliency and a sense of patience as well as resistance as we affirm our individuality.
You know, that having been said, of course, Chekhov is the man who once compared critics to horseflies, so that tells you something about his critical ear and eye. But why is he, Cornel West, considered the father of the modern short story and the modern play?
Well, what Chekhov did was to free the undramatic from its exile. What I mean by that is that he decentralized the cast and he deformalized dialogue. The very hidden things that people say in their minds or under their breath, he brought it to the fore. The very internal sensibilities that people bring to life, he put on the stage. That's why there's not a lot of action in Chekhov, and yet in many ways his characters are the most active because they're very much both alive, but they're reflecting on their wasted potential, the fact that they're not who they really ought to be. Most important for me, especially as a Christian, Chekhov himself is an agnostic, but he has a profoundly Christian sensibility because he wants to love persons against the odds. He loves his way through the darkness. That, for me, is the blues. That's, in fact, the best of not just black folk, it's the best of human spirit, and Chekhov represents that. He's the John Coltrane of modern drama.
Well, you know, we know that Anton Chekhov was a physician and that he lived to be about 44, 45 years old, dying, I think, in 1904.
Absolutely.
So what did the 20th century African-American writers take from him? You know, people like Ralph Ellison and Richard Wright and James Baldwin, to name a few. What did they get from Chekhov?
It's that blues sensibility. If you were to go in the library of the great James Baldwin, you would see the collected works of Chekhov. Why? Because James Baldwin himself knew he was dealing with how we can hold at arm's length adolescent conceptions of innocence, in some ways very American. How can we get beyond our denial, in some ways very American? Chekhov is a critic of innocence. He's a critic of denial. But he knows that when we choose to confront mortality, death, history, all of its atrocities and barbarities, that we can become bitter, we can have a sense of revenge and resentment. And he says, no, we must be mature, we must rise above it, we must learn how to pursue justice, live a life of compassion, regardless of how dark and difficult things are. That's very blues-like, and in fact, you find it in Ellison, Morrison, Gene Toomer, Zora Neale Hurston, and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Is that what he meant, Chekhov, by the statement, "There ought to be a man with a hammer behind the door of every happy man"? Is that the blues that you're talking about?
There's a certain kind of iron steelness, the sense of this hammer, knowing that what the best of who we are is connected to who the worst of who we are. He was not in any way naive, but he would never allow the worst to have the last word. He would never allow the darkness and misery to have the last word. Even if the world for a moment looks ugly, love your way through it nevertheless.
Let me ask you this as we bring this to a close, Cornel West. Given Chekhov's observations in the 19th century about Imperial Russia's war in Chechnya, how do you think he would react to the U.S. war in Iraq?
He'd be very critical because he would see that the Bush administration has a very simple us versus them Manichaean view of the world. Chekhov always affirmed complexity, but he knew that one doesn't have to be obscure to be complex. One can take a moral stand and still not have an us versus them. And he was against all forms of demonizing others. He was the only great Russian writer to fight anti-Semitism in a profoundly anti-Semitic Russia. Very important point.
Class is dismissed. Cornel West is a professor of religion at Princeton and author of the forthcoming Democracy Matters, a follow-up to the best-selling Race Matters. As always, Professor Cornel, nice to talk to you.
Always a blessing. Stay strong, my brother.